A software developer from Cape Breton says he wants to give people a heads up about wait times at hospitals before they arrive. Jason Turnbull's website, erstat.ca, shows approximate wait times at many emergency rooms across the country, including two in Cape Breton. Turnbull says the website collects data from health authorities.
The good numbers that you're seeing right now on our main hospitals, that's Nova Scotia Health's own data. They report that, and they give forecasting. I just found that some of it's a little bit hard to find on the internet. So that part's really straightforward. That information can be found elsewhere. I just made it look nice. The crowdsourced part where people report things, I'm still kind of working on that right now. That's if people are in an ER, they can opt into reporting and let us know how long it's taking them to be seen. And then we can take an average of those numbers if we have enough reports to have some confidence. And say, you know, we think that you may be in for a 6-hour wait based on, you know, 5 or 6 reports, whatever it may be.
Turnbull explains that the technology is expected to expand so that future users will have a better sense of what they can expect before arriving at an emergency room.
Right now, you can do what's called a PWA install. If you go to the website, it will prompt you to install it on your phone, and it basically installs the website itself as an app on your phone, and you can use it like an app. But for our purposes, there's an actual app that I'm working on now that will be better because it uses something called geofencing. And for people that opt in, the app will automatically recognize when they are in a hospital, and it will prompt them and ask them if they are at the ER. And if they click yes, it will seamlessly handle their whole visit. So without them clicking a thing, it will know when they leave the geofenced area and therefore are no longer in the hospital.
Turnbull says the idea of erstat.ca started while taking his wife to hospital for treatment of a health condition.
My wife has some health problems, and we've had to make several trips to the ER. And I started a couple of years ago when she'd have a flare-up. I would take her to Inverness because I found it was it's a 2-hour drive, but it's a nice drive. And if I drove for 2 hours, we'd only sit in an ER sometimes for, you know, an hour and 45 minutes, and then I could drive home, and the whole experience was faster than sitting in the regional hospital. But recently I've had to take her back a couple of times, and we kind of lost out on that lottery, and we drove for 2 hours, and then we ended up having to wait for, you know, 10 and then drive 2 hours home. So I was just thinking that if there was a place that we could get an agreed upon set of numbers for how the ERs were doing, it would prevent that happening with people, and maybe spread the ER load a little more evenly among the available hospitals.
Turnbull says he would like to work with the medical community to see if more data can be provided on a regular basis so the website will have the most accurate readings possible. Emergency rooms in Canada typically use a scale to prioritize patients based on urgency, not arrival time. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.